Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. We're looking today at the topic of worry. We've been looking at it all week, and today's the day we try to put that into practice. Jesus challenged his followers not to be consumed by worry, not to make worrying about material things their primary purpose in life. We wanted God to be our primary purpose. It's hard to put into practice. But I've got a great illustration for you, because consider the kind of worry that the spouse of an astronaut must endure, knowing the vulnerability of their loved one. I heard the following from Chris Hadfield's wife. She said this about worrying while her husband's in space. She doesn't worry, despite the high level of risk. If I did, I would go crazy. You can either spend your time worrying or spend your time enjoying the whole process and knowing Chris was loving every second of the time. For me to worry, it would be counterproductive because it would take away from his joy. But I trust him. I trust that he can fix things and he knows what's going on and he's trained for so many years and he's so competent. But most of all, I just know that he loves what he does, so it doesn't matter what the risks are. The difference for her is her faith and trust in her husband. She's able to push worry out of her life while her husband is in space, doing incredible things, because of the faith and trust that she has in him and all those who are working with him and the systems that he uses and has been studying for years and years and years. That kind of faith and trust are meant to make the difference for us in our entire lives as well. The difference between worry and faith in God makes all the difference. He says it right in that passage we've been exploring this week. He says to his followers, "You of little faith." He's letting them know that the source of their worry is their lack of faith. He wants them to deepen their faith. Now, we have to note that he's not talking to what he calls the Gentiles. He's not talking to people with no faith. He's talking to his followers, people who've already committed to being disciples of Jesus. So he's talking to them, and he's not telling them, "You have no faith. You need to find some." He's saying, "You of little faith. I want you to grow your faith and learn not to worry because of that." Jesus was challenging his followers to apply him and his teachings to every part of their lives, not just the spiritual seeming ones, but everything. Because our unwillingness to do that results in worry. And worry is always a sign of a lack of faith. Now, I say that as somebody who worries a lot too. I'm not saying I'm exempt from this. None of us are. We all have these periods of worry in our lives, and Jesus is training us in how to manage them. He says we do it by deepening our faith, by learning to rely and trust in him. I started my business years ago, my own business in web hosting when it was a new idea. And I remember a couple months in, I simply couldn't sleep because I'd just received the biggest bill that I'd ever seen in my life. And I didn't have the money yet. I had customers who were supposed to pay me that money, but I didn't have it, and I only had 30 days to pay it. I remember not being able to sleep because of the worry. And I looked up worry in my Bible, and I came up with a passage that really helped me. It said, "Do not worry about anything, but by prayer and petition, present your request to God, and he'll give you peace beyond all understanding." It comes from the book of Philippians, and I just paraphrased it, but you can look it up in Philippians 4. That taught me to deepen my faith in those times of worry, to spend time in prayer, to give it over to God. It's what I did, and it allowed me to get through that difficult period. Our worry always shows a lack of faith. It suggests that we think the God who created, the God who saved by dying for us on the cross, can't manage our finances or can't manage our family situation. It shows a lack of faith, and it's a cause for deepening our faith. Now, putting our faith and trust first in God doesn't mean we ignore all the other things that matter in our lives. We still need to think and plan for them. But as we illustrated last week with some glasses of water, by filling the God glass, we actually fill the other glasses in our lives. By having God as our first priority, we still can have other important priorities in life. But none of them needs to be our God. None of them needs to be ultimate. They can all be fed and filled by the God who is. That's what Jesus was saying when he said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things will be added to you." Seek the creator, sustainer of the entire world, and he'll deal with the world he created and sustains. He can deal with all those issues in our life far better than we can. A relationship with God can overflow and fill all the other important parts of our lives. But when we focus first on one of those issues in our life, all the others get neglected, and we're not doing it through God's power, we're doing it through our own, and we ultimately will fail. Now, of course, it makes it sound like God is going to fulfill all our wildest dreams, that this is some kind of a prosperity message that says, if you focus on God, you'll be rich, you'll drive a Mercedes, you'll have all these things, you'll go on amazing vacations. Unfortunately, the most that Jesus promises is a flower's level of clothing and a bird's level of food. He actually does give us much more than that. Especially in our culture, we have so much more to be thankful for. So this isn't about saying, trust in God, you'll be rich. Trust in God and you will have an abundant life, full of God's love that overflows into all other areas of your life and then into the lives of others. It's all we can ask for. And that's the kind of investment that lasts for eternity rather than just for today. So I have a challenge for you to look at today and to try to put into your life. From your worry list that you made on Monday, pick one item that you would say is your number one worry, the number one thing you're likely to put in God's place in your life. Consider and discuss with your group, how can you try to intentionally love God first and that thing second? Make one decision today to extend a little more trust in God and spend a little less on worrying about that item. Have a great time putting that into effect, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to reflect and pray about it. Bye for now.